This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He is Ross Tucker. He is brought to you by I Don't Remember on the Fan Hotline.
Nationwide is on your side.
That I remember. I remember that part. Ross, can you text me the read? Because we have fill-ins today and nobody remembered to get that to me.
No, I can't. I don't know the whole thing either, but I do know it's Nationwide, and I do appreciate how you change up. Nationwide is on your side.
You know, you complimented my singing voice a couple weeks ago. I got to say,
that was pretty good.
Not bad, Ross. Not bad at all, my friend.
So I have a question. I'm surprised you guys are both working today. Are you guys like on thin ice? Are you guys on the hot seat? Why do they have you guys working on New Year's Eve?
I mean, we did get number one ratings in the fall book there, Ross. I don't think we're on hot seat.
Yeah, pretty massive ratings too, Ross. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
thanks
for
the bump up.
Thank you for giving us the chance to say that.
You know what would be awesome? You know what somebody should do? They should start a radio show where we just talk about the Cleveland radio shows and which one of you guys should be on thin ice, like which one we should bring back next season, how you've been performing all year. I think that'd be so fun.
It'd be good for us. It'd be a good globe for us. We've had a very nice year, Ross.
Yeah, like they wouldn't even be able to say anything. They'd just be like, oh, I guess, all right, these guys, on to the next ones.
Yeah, we don't like them, but they get good ratings, so good for them.
And ratings, as you know, Ross, that is the scoreboard of our industry.
How much do you attribute your rating success directly to my Wednesday 4 p.m. Eastern time appearances?
73%.
I was going to go 3%. Across the year, though.
73 and 3. I would go more with Jonathan, and that's why I've always thought his takes are better than... I've always been a big Jonathan guy.
I've always thought Jonathan had a better cell service than you, though.
Your compliment cut off is always saying.
Service station?
A little bit.
All right, I'm doing the best I can.
I forgive you. All right, so we were just talking about this. 1 week to go. There's a lot of scuttlebutt around the Browns. One report saying they've done preliminary research on a potential head coach change. Several other reports out there. Some conjecture, maybe Stefanski wouldn't mind not being here. Do you think that Kevin Stefanski will be the head coach for the Browns in 2026?
Ooh, that is a tough, like it's rare this time of year, kind of be on the fence. I guess I would lean no if I had to pick one or the other. I do think that this game against the Bengals could impact that, honestly, for both coaches. You know, for Kevin Stefanski and for Zach Taylor, particularly good or bad showing. And I know it's, you know, people are going to say, that's so dumb. It just comes down to one game. It's not coming down to just one game. But if you're on the fence one way or the other with both these guys, this is how decisions in life are made a lot. You know, this final performance, the last appearance, could be what puts them over the edge one way or the other.
We had a report today from Jeremy Fowler. He was saying that Mike McDaniel would be a candidate for the Browns job if both teams end up making a change. What do you think the reaction would be from Browns fans if it in fact does go that direction?
I don't know. You tell me, what would the reaction
be?
Go ahead.
The early returns, when people just kind of floated this, like, this trial balloon out there, Ross, was met with a lot of meh and a lot of, like, this is basically another version of Stefanski.
Yeah, I guess my question would be, what has McDaniel done to give anyone in Cleveland any confidence that he's better than Stefanski?
I don't think we can sell you on this.
That one doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, the guy that he totally tied his career to, and he's all in on Tua, he basically decided 2 weeks ago, okay, I'm done with him. Those guys were tied at the hip. They were thick as thieves. They realized that their professional fates were tied with each other, and he basically, I guess, to try to secure his position there in Miami, kind of, you know, threw Tua under the bus, so to speak. And that's what it felt like with that decision. And maybe Tua deserved to get benched or whatever, and all that stuff is fine. But it just seems to me like there was a very specific reason why he did that, sort of a last-ditch effort to say, I'm good, Tua's not, you know, I should still be here. I'm not the reason why we haven't won as many games as we needed to the last couple of years.
On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. See, we got it.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. I do what I can. All right, so let's get to it then. When it comes down to it, we've also had Cleveland.com, Ashley Bastock, who was a guest with us earlier, said that Jim Schwartz, the Browns defensive coordinator, would like to be a head coach again. He's 59. The Browns also really like Tommy Rees. Do you look at promoting from within if they move on from Stefanski as a potential option for this team?
That's interesting. You know, I'm not as opposed to that as other people are. I think sometimes people look at it and say, how could you do that? I mean, all he was the coordinator for them. That doesn't make any sense. I don't really look at it that way. You know, I mean, ultimately, if you really feel strongly about Tommy Rees, there's a reason why he's been getting some of the interviews he's been getting, you know, with other head coaching opportunities. And I think most people believe that Tommy Rees will be a head coach, you know, probably by the time he's 40 somewhere. I don't know if it's, you know, Power Four or in the NFL. Jim Schwartz would be a little bit of a tougher sell probably. And I like Jim Schwartz, but, you know, he's had an opportunity already. And I would also say, I know they were awesome against the Steelers on Sunday, but I was a little disappointed in how the Browns' defense has performed in some of these games down the stretch, notably the Titans game, where that's a win. That's a win if they're just above average on defense in that game, which they were not.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, speaking about that game on Sunday, another thing that came out of that, Myles Garrett then not getting the sack record, another opportunity this weekend, but it was more about the idea that Aaron Rodgers was doing everything in his power to make sure that he didn't get that. Josh Allen, the week prior, spoke in the post game about that being a main priority. Do you think Joe Burrow is going to go that route again this weekend, or do you think he's a different cat than the other two, where he won't look at it as, I'm going to put that above the importance of the game itself, which is what Miles said that he believes Aaron Rodgers did last week.
Well, it's funny because right before you guys called me, I just saw a quote from Joe Burrow where he said, I'm just going to play football. I'm just going to go out there and play, and whatever happens, happens. Now, listen, if you're playing the Browns, your game plan should be to double Miles on every obvious passing down anyway. I mean, that should be your strategy. That is a smart strategy. Now, if you go to the extent where it's about the record, that seems a little bit silly to me. I will tell you, though, that no team, no offensive line coach, no coordinator, no offensive line, they don't want to be the one that gets shown on that video for years and years to come. You know, they don't want to be the one that give up the record-breaking sack to Myles Garrett. So on some level, I understand that. Certainly not at the expense of doing whatever it takes to beat the Cleveland Browns if you're the Steelers and you're in the situation they're in. I still can't believe they were targeting Marquez Valdes-Scantling against Denzel Ward the last three times. They just got Marquez Valdes-Scantling off a practice squad like a month ago. And so three times in a row, that is who Rodgers goes to. How about Kenny Gainwell out of the backfield? How about Freiermuth? That was mind-boggling to me.
Ross Tucker on the fan hotline here with Nick and JP. Obviously, we've got a lot to get to here, not just in Cleveland, but around the NFL. I want to throw out a name, though, for you, and he's the Detroit passing game coordinator this year, his first year back in the NFL. I would really like the Browns to talk to David Shaw, the former Stanford head coach, if they do move on from Kevin Stefanski. Can I get your reaction to that name for the Browns head coaching lunacy?
So I'm a huge fan of David Shaw and the way he ran the operation when he was at Stanford. I'm a little surprised to hear you're pro David Shaw, Nick. Where does that come from?
I really liked what he did at Stanford, and I really love the fact that he's from a football family. His dad, Willie Shaw, was almost the Stanford coach back in 91. So I've followed his career since, I think, when he was an assistant in Baltimore.
So I've talked with him and known him for a while. I think he's fantastic. You know, when he was...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Stanford, his name would come up a lot for NFL head coaching jobs, and he would consistently say, no, I'm not interested. And then, you know, obviously he ended up leaving Stanford, and now he's working for the Lions. He is very, very impressive from a head of an organization standpoint. And he strikes me as the type of guy that the Haslam family and Andrew Berry, if Andrew's still there, would be very interested in.
All right, if we're throwing names out there, I got to throw some others out there that have popped up. This is more from the GM side of things and one of the more recent reports about either Chris Greer or Tom Telesco maybe popping into the equation. What do you think of those two names?
Not impressed with either. I mean, Greer was in Miami forever. If you look at a lot of their personnel decisions, I thought it was disastrous. The timing of giving the contracts that they gave to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey, Greer would be a quick no for me. Telesco, I really like as a person. He's already gotten two opportunities with the Chargers and with the Raiders. Raiders only 1 year, but it's pretty rare for a guy to get a second opportunity, let alone a third. If the Browns go that route, I like the idea of them looking at guys for a second time around, like a Thomas Dimitroff or someone like that. But give me someone that's had some legit success. If you're going to get a guy that it's their second opportunity, let's get a guy that's really had some major success as opposed to the names you guys just gave me, which, I mean, have either one of those guys ever won a playoff game? I think the answer is no.
Oh, no. I think Telesco has, hasn't he, in San Diego with Rivers? I think he was there 2013 to 2023.
These are only the names that get brought up because of the report from Jacina Anderson and then Mary Kay Cabot today. Like, those are the names that apparently they've already had the preliminary talks with the two of them in this. So it'd be interesting. At least I'm fascinated. You're just complete no on it, though.
Your point is well served.
Very well served. Yeah.
By the way,
well, Telesco is a Northeast Ohio guy, I think. So that part of it I get. I don't know when he started with the Chargers. I guess I just associate him with Herbert and the Brandon Staley Chargers, and he hired Brandon Staley. I really like Tom, but if you're looking at GMs for a second opportunity, there are, I would think, much better options. By the way, we're 14 minutes in, and you guys haven't asked me a Shedeur Sanders question yet. Are you sure you guys have good ratings?
Well, yeah, I mean, the book's over, so we can kind of take a breath.
It's holiday book, Ross. You know this.
So, actually, you are the right guy to ask this question for, because we've talked after six games. Like, we're trying to put, who do we think he'll be if this really works out next year, if they bring him back as the starter? I've said, I think, over time, he can grow into some cross between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins. And I'm talking about the ceiling, not necessarily attributes. And JP has thrown out Trevor Lawrence in terms of ceiling instead of attributes. Where would you put the better version of Shedeur Sanders if the Browns lean into this and give him next year to work out?
So first of all, I think I've seen enough now that I would think that they would give him veteran competition. And I don't know who that is or in what form that is, but especially after this win, it doesn't look like they're going to have an opportunity to draft a guy that they think is worthy of drafting in the first round. So it seems to me more Shedeur Sanders and some type of veteran, which I think is fine. You know what? He hasn't done enough to say he's unquestionably the guy. I also don't think he's been bad enough to say he's definitely not the guy. He's been up and down. He's been about, probably what I expected. I think I told you guys last week, it's probably been a little bit better than I expected. I would think, I can't put a name to it, I would think the upside for him is 10 to 15 in the NFL. I don't know that I picture him being a top 10 quarterback in the NFL ever. I think if things go well, he's 10 to 15. And by the way, before you poo-poo that, if you're driving around Cleveland or whatever, before you poo-poo that, actually write down the top 20 quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, some of you in Cleveland right now would cut off the tip of your pinky to have a top 10 to 15 guy. I mean, that is highly, highly valuable. People are like, 10 to – no, you got to be top 5. No, no, no. Go through the list. Actually write it down. If you know you have a top 10 to 15 guy that you have under contract for years, that is – I mean, every team – I would say just about every team would sign up for a top 20 guy right now. Because if you have a top 20 guy – you absolutely have a chance every year. You can't have a bottom 5 or a bottom 10 guy. You're not going to really have a shot. If you have a top 20 guy, you got a legit shot, depending on who you put around him.
Yeah. I mean, people think that's an insult. It's definitely a compliment. Like, it's a major compliment. Ross, all right, thinking about the Ravens-Steelers game this weekend, and I'm trying to think of if you're a Browns fan and the chaos attached to this all. If the Steelers lose, they might fire Tomlin. They obviously could, you know, keep Tomlin and keep running it back. But if the Ravens lose, I'm fascinated by that development there. You had the report from the Baltimore Sun. Mike Preston made the suggestion that Jackson would love to play for the Dolphins. While on the other side of that, if they keep Lamar, they could fire Harbaugh. Like, there's so much at play for both teams. What should a Browns fan be rooting for that causes the most chaos?
So we talked about this before. Fresh my memory. Do you guys, do people in Cleveland hate the Steelers more or the Ravens?
It's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, depends on the day.
And it just depends who you ask, really, yeah.
That's fascinating. Okay. You know, there is a lot of speculation that the loser of this game, that they would move on from the head coach. I would tell you that feels a lot more likely in Baltimore than in Pittsburgh. I do not think that the Rooney family would move on from Tomlin if they lose this game. It's possible, but, you know, they might say that, well, we were going to win the division and have double-digit wins if it wasn't for the blue-haired guy in Detroit. I mean, it's unbelievable to think about the amount of power the blue-haired guy in Detroit has at this point. I mean, the blue-haired guy in Detroit might be the difference between people's jobs or not. It might be the difference between who wins a division, who people play in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, think about that. That is crazy. I don't know. I think I would probably, you know, the Steelers still have issues at quarterback. You know, I don't know what would happen with Rodgers. So if you're a Browns fan, you want to root for chaos in Baltimore, I think. I think you want to root for the Ravens to lose so that Harbaugh gets fired or Lamar Jackson goes somewhere else, which, by the way, isn't happening, but whatever. I think you'd rather have chaos in Baltimore because they have more upside in terms of being a perennial division contender than the Steelers with 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, you know, trying whatever he can to do to throw the ball to Kenny Gainwell.
Ross, we got about 45 seconds. With the playoffs coming up after this week, give us a couple teams you're most bought in on ahead of the playoffs.
Well, so this is fascinating because I can make an argument. If the Ravens beat the Steelers, I can make an argument that 13 of the 14 teams could go to the Super Bowl. The only team that can't is the NFC South champions. And I think it's really hard to do, and it's rare to do, but I would not be surprised if the Buffalo Bills and or the LA Rams win three road playoff games to get to the Super Bowl, because I still think I'd rather have Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford than pretty much any of these other quarterbacks that are out there.
I think I think last week in the playoff eliminator that we never got into on air, that was actually the Super Bowl matchup that I had. So you're smart. Ross, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for all the stuff you've done for us throughout football season here. You're such a good dude. We appreciate you every week, and thank you for that 3% ratings bump success this year.
Yeah, it was more closer to 73%, what Jonathan said. It's my pleasure. Happy New Year to you guys and everybody out there.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In Cleveland. And also, later, dudes.
Later, dudes. Do you think that Kevin Stefanski will be the head coach for the Browns in 2026?
Ooh, that is a tough, like it's rare this time of year, kind of be on the fence. I guess I would lean no if I had to pick one or the other. I do think that this game against the Bengals could impact that, honestly, for both coaches.
That is Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, giving us his take on whether Kevin Stefanski will still be the head coach coming up, I was going to say on Monday, but really in 2026. And I will say, like, I fired him. You fired him. I do think Sunday matters. And if you said to me, I still don't know definitively. I think there are a lot of people talking with great impunity about this. I'm not sold on it. I mean, I'm not sold that he definitively will be fired.
Yeah, if we're trying to guess what the Browns will do. I don't know if anybody can speak on this the way that you're describing. It sounds insane to me. Like, cause it makes so much sense to me why he'd be fired, why we would have already fired him. But they don't operate the way that we operate. They've consistently shown us that.
And in fairness, and this is a feather in their cap, they don't operate the way they used to. I mean, it might you might not like the results, but they don't just do what you expect them to do every time. And that's not a bad thing, because it was all too predictable 7 years ago how exactly they were going to operate on any given December.
Yes, and then in saying all that, though, I can't escape the idea out of my brain that this is all one big trial balloon with Mike McDaniel in that conversation, and it's just floated out there to see how receptive people are to it, to see if people would think that this is a step in the right direction, if it was perceived as a win, all these other type of things, because if you get rid of Stefanski, that is the type of guy that you're going to be going after.
So I agree. I don't think it's coincidence that any of the names that have been floated on any of these positions have been mentioned. I will tell you, I wouldn't agree with it, but it would impress me on some level if they didn't fire Stefanski or Barry.
Were you surprised that Ross was so adamant against Chris Greer and Telesco?
Yes.
I was surprised, too. I didn't see that coming.
I mean, Telesco did have a successful 10-year run in the Chargers, and I don't think you can really blame him for what happened with the Raiders, because that's what happens to everybody with the Raiders.
So the Greer thing I understand, though, right?
Yes.
The Greer thing, I'm like, all right, you didn't win a playoff. You had the job for a million years. You didn't win a playoff
game.
And
they tanked, and they didn't draft enough good football players.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Like, there is a lot there. And even on, like, the Telesco.
You chose Tua over Herbert. Yeah. So Tua was
the
fifth
pick. I'm trying to think in my head, fifth and sixth, and I always get it inverted on which one went where and how that worked.
That in and of itself is enough for me to pass on Chris Greer.
On that, though, the story, okay, but if we're going to be fair about it, on that, the story always went that Telesco actually wanted Tua over Herbert, and he had him rated as a higher quarterback on his deal, and then, like, obviously they ended up with Herbert.
Lucky bastard.
Basically, that is all that is.
Isn't that like half the NFL?
That's what it is.
Like, didn't the Brownsville's like 29 years old?
McDaniels is as close as you're going to get in this conversation to what Stefanski is. And so because of that, I do feel like if in fact on Friday when they sit down, Stefanski's like, I could do better than here. You guys screwed me over. I can do better than here. I want to see what I can do elsewhere. Maybe there is a part of them that is drawn to then what McDaniel is, because he offers up the same things. Now, one difference in this, and one thing that McDaniel, if we're talking about going on the open market.
Press conferences.
One thing that he had, well, definitely. I mean, he's just a wild card.
We'd
with
make
those.
A lot of fun of Mike McDaniel, though.
Well, you know what
we
it
would.
Is? We discover a lot of things that I know going, because I just listen to all these stupid things, but I feel like not everyone is hip to, is the idea that his press conferences, he can't complete sentences.
Yeah.
He just ums his way through the entire thing. Like, he doesn't speak coherently at all.
It's not where he wins.
Not in the slightest bit. But every now and then he'll make, like, a reference to a Tupac song, so people think it's fun and cheeky. It's a weird sleight of hand that he's got
there. He's going to have to switch it to Wu-Tang here, because
And he wears jorts, and he vapes on the sidelines. What a wacky fellow. I mean, he's a hipster. That's what he is. But
there's no fight. There's really no pushing back on those allegations.
The one thing he's got that at least Stefanski doesn't in some of these conversations is the Shanahan tree.
No, I think that's fair.
People will always be drawn to the Shanahan tree. They'll always be drawn even to the slight little McVay connection he has in Washington and the time they spent together as well. But they're going to be drawn to the tree. And what has won out in recent years in the NFL is, are you a McVay disciple? Are you a Shanahan disciple? And if you're either or, you get the leg up in these convos.
And the offensive difference is, one, Mike has always been one of the guys pushing the use of motion in NFL to vomit-inducing level. Like, he uses it all the time. As a matter of fact, if you remember a couple years ago, not a lot of Shanahan acolytes get the best of Jim Schwartz. He stymied the Browns defense. I can't remember if that was Woods' last year or Schwartz's first year, though, in memory. Just trying to think off the top of my head. And I also think what I really like that McDaniel does, that's an extension of the Shanahan tree. And again, I think it's a push, but just the thing that I would like different is I love how they use similar concepts, similar structures, and do multiple plays out of that, which between that and motion can really catch defenses off guard. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you really have to coach up to coach against McDaniel's offense. Even now, with as bad as they've been, they were still trying to do stuff with Tua. He was just so bad. He was so unplayable. It wasn't working.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that from Kevin for 3 or 4 years. And whether that's a quarterback's fault or whether it's, you know, Kevin just got beaten down by the job, which is another thing that's been kind of thrown out there by certain people. Whatever it is, McDaniel's lost. McDaniel has had some struggles there, but he never stopped creating. He never stopped doing the things that you like to see offensively. That is some level of a win that he has that Kevin doesn't.
No, definitely. There's a few different things that you got to like, but ultimately,
it does feel like the push of all pushes, though. I think that's the frustrating thing.
It just feels like if this is a trial balloon for how the reaction would go, it felt like everyone met it with a big meh today. But I also look at it and say, I don't know that you're doing or getting much better.
Now, would you like to be outraged by something real quickly?
Sure.
So Kevin Stefanski might be coaching for his job on Sunday. It might have already been decided. We'll find out. Right around Sunday or Monday here. That's where you're going to want to stick it tuned. To 92.3 The Fan, and
you peddler, you.
You peddler on the roof. One of my favorite plays.
Yeah, a real classic.
Starring John Lovitz. It's great. he's very funny. But today the Browns put Wyatt Teller on IR, and it does feel like he's not going to play in the season finale. It does feel like there's a great potential that this is the last we've seen of Wyatt and Brown and Orange, given that he's going into free agency this offseason. And Kevin Stefanski spoke to that today.
For it to end with an injury for Wyatt, he fought, rehabbed very hard to get back to play in that one, then re-aggravated that injury early in that game. So that was disappointing for him and for us. Obviously, you know, played through a lot of injuries before in the past as well, has played really good football for us. So, you know, but disappointed that it ended, you know, a week early.
So a lot of people saw this and said, well, we're disappointed in you for how you treated Wyatt. I'm more disappointed in Kevin when it comes to Wyatt, because I don't think Kevin was behind the benching of Wyatt Teller, but he didn't stop it. And I will say, like, that to me, it's one thing that, oh, the front office is pushing this stuff on me and I can only do so much. Yeah, okay, but when it comes to something like how you treat a almost 10-year veteran who's been the backbone of your offensive line, who's been one of the hearts of your locker room like this, I don't bash Kevin for saying this, because he did this. I bashed him because he didn't stop the front office from doing it.
Yeah, I didn't like how he phrased it. He made it a little bit more clear in the audio. I didn't like at the end, where he just calls it disappointing. It's like when I feel like you have control over something, and to make that the claim just seemed a little off. I saw Carly's Instagram post or TikTok post yesterday, and that made it seem like that was almost, I mean, this is almost as good as done.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot to this story that is going to sit in a very uneasy way for a lot of fans, as it rightfully should.
And I think that's why
you shouldn't treat people this way.
So, and I think that's my frustration with Andrew Berry sticking here. And that was another Fowler thing, that Andrew Berry's not operating like a GM that's going anywhere. So it seems like it'd be a surprise if Andrew Berry got fired this next week. I think my only problem. Okay, There's a lot of problems you can have for because of the Deshaun stuff, because of roster construction.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number one, the only, for all the other stuff on some level I can forgive, because for every bad trade I have a Tyson Campbell. For every bad trade I have an Amari Cooper. You do have an incredible draft classes last year.
At least we have those now, by the way. For a while we didn't have those.
The idea that Andrew might have been behind how Wyatt was treated really does upset me. And that's, honestly, again, that's not logic talking. That is emotion, that is fandom. But that to me is
some logic built in there.
As fireable as anything else.
But there is some logic built in there. Because anyone with a brain could sit back and say, why are you rotating with Tevin Jenkins? Like, this doesn't make sense. Especially when Tevin Jenkins is not going to be on the team next year, more likely than not as well. Maybe you give him a deal, but you don't have to.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back with you on New Year's Eve. I've only said that twice today. I want people to know. At the end of the night, it's 2026. I don't want to break any news here, no spoilers. Just so you know, 2026 is tomorrow.
I got to say, thank you to everyone that we've worked with so far today, because we've not had a lot of the, hey, I'll see you next year. Haven't had one of those convos.
We haven't gotten there yet.
You think in the next like 2.5 hours it's coming?
Well, nobody's really left since we came in.
No, we saw Menegan. He didn't say it at the end. Spencer didn't say it at the end.
Menegan would say it. Actually, both those gentlemen would be high on my suspect list.
Yes. I thought it was going to come. I thought it would happen. Even saw some bosses on the other side. Didn't happen. And I was just kind of happy. I don't love the... It's the water cooler part of the job that I just don't really jive with.
I'll tell you, there's one person here that's almost guaranteed to do the bit.
Oh, Matt Corrali.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time. He's waiting. Yeah. He is waiting to the end of the show to be like, all right, guys.
He's going
to
put it on TikTok.
I'll see you next year.
Because TikTok is pretty okay. But it's definitely, you get the full Corrali there.
It's pretty okay.
It's pretty okay, yeah.
What do you mean? Last time I saw him do TikTok, I thought it was like a shirtless photo of him on the beach.
Yeah, it was. It was. That's not why I like it, by the way.
Okay, that's the only one I've seen, so I have no other context outside of that.
He goes for a little humor on there.
He's like a Chippendale on there.
He goes a little humor on there. Doesn't always land, but he tries. I like that. I like that he's he's adding that to part of his repertoire, and I like it.
Yeah, I mean, he just goes to the
attempts.
Now, will
it stick when he goes to, you know, serious news? We'll never know.
I guess. Well, I mean, we will find out. That's like the idea. When he goes to news, we will find that out.
Yeah, he does like a funny voice on there. Very funny.
Well, he would definitely be the news anchor that would make the joke that I'm talking about even on the air and make that as big. And then the news anchors obviously do the thing that they do where they're like,
Have you seen the curvaceous?
Oh, you're so funny. Yes, yes, yes.
Have you seen the curvaceous blonde that reads bad Facebook comments about her being thick?
I have seen that.
Yeah. I want Matt to do that, but for skinny, bland white boys.
All the people that become thirsty for whatever he is?
Yeah. Yeah.
In Youngstown?
I think so.
Is there an appetite for that in Youngstown?
It's Facebook comments. There's everything there. It's a cornucopia.
Is there? No, I mean, okay. I know it exists. Maybe I'm just not privy to it. But like, so growing up, for instance, in the different bowling alleys I would go to, all the older ladies, there used to be like old lady leagues, right?
And they
would
Mama
Pat. But I'm not going down that ridge. Even at a point where I was too young, okay? Too young, but they would all have.
There's no too young for Mama Pat.
They would all have like these playing cards that would have like Chippendale guys on it and like shirtless dudes and all these. They would basically bring like a bachelorette party to bowling every single week, and I would just be rolling around because I just lived in bowling. I was at that point in life, and I would just see everything and I'd be like, well, what? I don't understand. You are objectifying males in a very interesting way that only guys objectify females. But in the Tuesday Ladies League, that's what they did.
Were surprised that some women out there objectify men the same way men
not
objectify
women? Not surprised
at
all. What I'm saying is, though, I never saw that translate to online the same way.
Yeah.
I don't see that translate to the Youngstown news station that Matt Corrali is going to be broadcasting to.
How much do you follow the Youngstown news market?
If there's an attractive woman in Youngstown news, she's getting littered with comments.
Yep.
What happened to the old ladies that used to objectify the Matt Corrali?
I'm going to tell you. Listen, he's blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pure Aryan young man. He's
going to
get the comments. In Youngstown?
I hope for his sake that he does. I got confused. I said, I know these old ladies exist. It can't just be at a bowling alley in Chicago on a Tuesday.
No, trust me. Trust me. We don't see them because we don't go into the mentions. Hey, you know what? I don't even know if Corrali's paying attention here. He's got a comment because he has been on TV before. Although it's been at the Black Squirrel Radio or Black Squirrel TV, so I don't know if that's the
Black
equivalent.
Squirrel TV?
Yeah, isn't that what, don't they have a TV station at Ken as well?
Oh, is that? Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was your way of describing like a public access channel or something.
I mean, that's basically what college broadcasting is.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to get, like, I mean, I don't know that he's ready for this. But I feel like Crowley would love to be objectified.
Oh, yeah, no. I think he would really enjoy it.
I think he'd really take that in a nice way.
In matter of fact, he's enjoying us talking about him so much that he's walking as slow as anyone has ever walked.
He's like a sloth.
I don't even know. Is he in a wheelchair now?
The segment might be over if you take enough time.
Is he in a wheelchair now? Are we rolling him into? That's just, hey, 70. All right, a lot of people's boyfriends, sisters' boyfriends are in wheelchairs.
And 70.
And 70. All right, Matt, have you been objectified on social media because of your broadcasting leanings yet?
No. No, I haven't. Not yet, at least.
You want to be, though, right?
No. I was going to say, well,
you've seen Carissa Cadell, right?
Say what?
She's a thick anchor.
Oh, who?
The Carissa Cadell, I think, is her name.
I liked it better when you described her as curvaceous.
Curvaceous, I think, is very nice. Yep. She's curvaceous, and she reads all the thirsty comments from social media.
I have not, no.
Your spin on this could be you reading old ladies objectifying you in Youngstown.
Okay, gotcha.
When you start your job there.
It's an idea. Mm-hmm. It's an idea. We'll see what we can do maybe later down the line. But
like if I brought wait, here. All right. So I'm going to bring up a couple of these.
Yeah.
Okay. Old women. Come on. I'm going to get some text here.
Well, I don't think the language changes too much between old ladies objectifying and old men objectifying.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so at all.
Would you take this as a compliment?
Examples. No, I don't think so. All right.
Don't think so.
So I want you to. Oh, man. We got to get some of these. Now, God bless it. It's really hard to do this in real time because I don't have a lot of. No, we're not going to do it. I'm going to. If I had known this, well, I wanted to write some things out, but it's going to take too long.
I was going to say, I really appreciate you guys having me in for this segment, but got to finish the lead script. So is that all right if I just pop back there and get that dressed down for the next segment?
I think this is more important than the lead.
All right, fair enough.
The lead's going to happen. It is what it is.
It's true. You're not going to get objectified with that kind of attitude.
No, I'm just saying, like, I remember the first time I did this, and it was just train off the tracks a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's good. That's why we're the number one show in afternoons.
Yeah. Well, some are saying that first time is why he's going to TV now.
That's true. Some are saying
all the way to TV.
Like, all right, can you give us, in your voice, can you read it in your news voice, like, damn, Matt Corrales fine.
In the news voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, Matt Corrales fine.
I don't think you put enough English on that.
You don't even believe it. Yeah, you don't even believe it.
No,
yeah.
Not really.
This is the problem. He's a young man. He's not as experienced in the world as
I do hope for you that you get objectified, is what I'm going to tell you.
I appreciate
that. Because I think it could be part of your ticket to fame.
Well, you don't want to be the ugly guy on TV. That's not.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not getting objectified.
Yeah, like, you don't want to be the weatherman.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's some good-looking weathermen in this town, but, like, historically, those are my people. They look like me.
Actually, you know what you're searching for? You're searching for the first Facebook comment where they're like, "Peeps, he wouldn't have this job if not for being a beefcake."
Yeah. No, that's exactly.
That's what you want. Oh, don't take offense. When that happens, don't take offense.
Yeah,
that.
No.
Right.
No, just ride that all the way to New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to know how you get Good Morning America?
Yeah.
Be a beefcake.
No, don't. And totally. Yeah. The dumber you are, the better it's going to be
for
you.
Oh, yeah. You can do, like, calendars.
Here, let me get out my notebook real quick. Write that down.
Different, like, dumber shirtless Matt Corrales.
That's too smart of a response, better. Matt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Real beefcake doesn't have.
So, you know, in the office where Brian just starts, like, cutting out words to say less words?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you now.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's being sarcastic.
I don't think he understands a word we're saying right now. I feel like lights on, nobody's home.
That's true.
He's not taking in any of
this. You're out there in Youngstown. Understand, Matt Corrales is a real dum-dum. All right? You let him know that we're doing this for you, buddy.
That man's a couple French fries short of a Happy Meal,
if
you ask me.
Yeah, just what many people have said. Dumbest guy we know. And not us. We love him. Think of the world of him. You're going to think he's not smart.
That's right.
When you're in New York, you remember this.
Yeah. We'll keep it in the back burner
for 10% of your salary.
This inevitably happens. Yeah. Right.
All right. Go do your lead or whatever.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
That felt good.
Well, I mean, for us it did, I'm
kinda,
sure. I think
he ran into the ditch.
Really did. Did he not?
Yeah.
That was such low production on a Corrales.
I know.
Insane. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I mean, we know
it.
You're off to that Youngstown in a month. Yeah.
That guy's going to TV.
And he's
going to
be in New York in 2 years. That's how it goes.
This is why we always tell people, I mean, if you can't do television.
That's a good line. I really like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.